Bong. Sacred Swayze movie set for a reboot. Bong. Predator prequel in the works. Bong. Foo Fighters attempt to make you go boo. Bong. Plus a roundout of Disney Plus Day, all this week's trailers, and more.
Yes, we are back. It is the Paul and Griff movie news show. You got myself Paul.
You got myself, Griff.
And here we are every Tuesday bringing you all the latest movie news and trailers. Obviously, don't forget you've got the review show on Thursday, hashtag Project 99. This week we're talking Bone Collector. Nice
Collecting
little one.
bones, collecting bones.
Collecting them bones. Might even sing some Bone Thugs in Harmony.
At the crossroads, crossroads,
Wake up,
crossroads.
wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. So get up, get up, get up. But that's on Thursday. Today we're talking at movie news. How you doing, man? You're all right.
I'm good. How about
I'm
you?
spiraling out of control. I'm good. I'm just hyper excited. A lot of
What a week it has been.
fucking self-help trailers out there. So celebrities trying to find themselves.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the first line. Two, three trailers, you said everywhere. Well, it's a celebrity trying to find himself. Oh, look at this. It's a celebrity trying to find themself.
I thought that
I'll just go for a walk.
it's kind of like
Can't afford to jump out of a plane on a weekday. I'll just go for a walk.
I hate to say it though, out of all the trailers, like I think they were my highlights.
Yeah, I mean, spoiler, you did sort of come in hot and it faded real fucking quick.
Yeah, there was some yeah. We'll get to them,
Guess
but
we need to get to them, but it was one, I guess, super highlight, but it's still teasy teaser. But anyway, it's all coming up right now. That should be a thing, shouldn't it?
that is a thing. Where else to start? But Disney Plus Day, and apart from all the stuff that was released on the streaming service, there was obviously a shit full of announcements. Oh,
Yeah.
some exciting, some can't, some stuff we are kind of already knew. It's just mental. Obviously, we'd need like an hour show to go in depth about all of them, but obviously. An Obi-Wan Kenobi series, which I believe we already knew anyway, but we got an artwork for it. It's obviously got Hayden Christensen, is that his name, in it?
Yeah.
He played obviously Darth Vader, whatever his name is. Again, Under the Helmet, The Legacy of Boba Fett tells the story of the galaxy's most famous bounty hunter. I'd imagine that'll be kind of that's animated, but I'm guessing that could tickle your fancy.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but it has made it to the list, ladies and gentlemen. That's the breaking news.
He's booked his day off.
I put my day off. That
Booked his
bad
day
boy's
off.
coming. I'm gonna watch it.
Then we had first looks on Moon Knight, Miss Marvel, and She-Hulk. She-Hulk had a little spoiler, a little spoiler, a little teaser trailer, which we'll come to later. We're also
You
gonna
know,
have a.
speaking of She-Hulk, do you know there was an Avengers pawn with She-Hulk in?
No.
And do you know who paid She-Hulk?
That's with China.
The Night Finder of the World, China,
Oh, it makes all makes sense. I couldn't picture anyone else in that role.
yeah. You won't once you've seen it.
I
What does
know, right? It's the voice.
it Yeah.
Oh, don't Google that, kids. Don't Google that unless
You
you're over
can't. It's
18.
just rumors, don't.
It's just rumors.
We're explicit show, we're all right.
We're getting a Spider-Man freshman year animated series. We're getting Agatha House of Harkness TV show, which obviously if you watch WandaVision, you know what that's about. We'll get a Marvel Zombies animated series, which I could be kind of excited about that, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing that's a playoff of the whole what if, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Secret Invasion, a little picture of Nick Fury with some scratches over his eyes. My most exciting news that I found was X-Men 97. It's not only are we getting an X-Men like cartoon series, it's going to be a continuation of the classic 1997. That excited me.
I am buzzing. I mean, obviously, we joked about the dream of Morph coming back and not being dead. But they could do things right. They could throw in Age of Apocalypse. You've got the Sentinels, which are amazing. Omega Red. You used to always watch the beginning intros and see the villains lined up and sort of think to yourself, like, oh, who hasn't been in the show yet? Obviously, the Blob being the Blob. This is proper nostalgia. It's best. I'm excited for this. And I want this.
I want this. Getting a Cars on the Road brings Owen Wilson comes back as Lightning McQueen as a Disney Plus original series. We're getting a Baymax original series, which we'll mention because there's a trailer for that. Oh, there's loads. There's loads. Zootopia Plus. As part of the news, we're getting Prey, a Predator prequel. It's entitled Prey. So I'm a little getting a prequel.
Yeah, I did it. First of all, I didn't know if you just pronounced it wrong, but then it sort of clicked what you'd done.
Oh, that was good. Film set free. Film
set
free.
On words.
Oh, so you did keep bashing them out of the park.
Well, that makes sense, but it's there.
this is a film set 300 years ago and will star ingenious actor Amber Midfunder as Naru. Fine, yeah, that'll be exciting. Peter Jackson's The Beatles Get Back Free, part of documentary, which I know you'd probably check that out.
I've watched all the trailers for this, and not only does it look amazing because it's like behind the scenes stuff you've never seen before, the hours of footage, but also looks quite funny as well. There's a bit where one of the trailers where sort of like George leaves the Beatles because Yoko sits on an amp. And Paul's sitting there joking, going, I can't believe the Beatles are going to split up because Yoko's sitting on an amp. And the documentary crew would just go, I guess we're done here. And John turned around and goes, what do you mean? I think it's just getting started. He's like, yeah, hold, settle down. This is just happening. And it's like, it's worth watching. Looks quite good. It's four parts, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. No, no, three parts, I think.
Three parts. Well, maybe I'm going to make a fourth part. Well, watch the first part again.
Andy Samberg and John Milanis are doing Chippendale Rescue Rangers. That's the debut in spring.
When I sort of saw that was the sort of thing you went, oh, sick. Then straight away, instantly, you thought, I don't want it.
Chippendale.
Do you know what I mean? You sort of think, oh, my God, that's well good. And you think, I don't know if I want it. I'm not sure if I'm excited about that, but I was initially.
Yeah, totally. So
they've got the music, I'm in.
Already knew kind of the news, but the live action Pinocchio with Tom Hanks is set for a full 2022 release date.
I'm excited about that. I love Pinocchio.
I love Tom Hanks. That should be good.
Anyone's deep in with me knows that I have no strings to hold me down. That song is very near and dear to my heart.
Very good. An Ice Age, a new Ice Age venture, is coming to Disney Plus January 28th, 2022. There's loads. Cheaper by the Dozen reboot, March 2022. Disenchanted, Disney Plus, 2022. Warwick Davis, I saw that little clip about getting a Willow original series. There's more.
They've spoken and they've listened.
That's pretty much some of this other stuff we're going to cover on the trailers that have come out this week. There's just loads. High School Musical, the musical, the series, season 3, to feature Frozen songs. Because why not, eh? Why not?
Well, yeah.
America the Beautiful, show the wonder of the United States wilderness.
Beautiful.
We'll talk more about the old Discovery side of Disney Plus, obviously, when we touch base on the trailers. Away from Disney Plus Day, before we go into the trailers, Foo Fighters, they've shot a secret horror comedy called Studio 666.
Yeah.
And I'm all for it. And I hope it's good.
I mean, I don't think... I think good might be a stretch, but I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for, obviously they've done a take on the Bee Gees recently. Yeah, okay, I'll change that. I just hope it's not shit.
Well, yeah, because obviously they had the Studio 606 in that.
Yeah.
Which I think he, I want to say he bought, and they had the whole documentary.
Mm.
He bought the whole mixing desk and I think moved it and wanted to recreate the whole album with loads of people. That's a great thing. So I guess it's another opportunity to use that. So there's probably going to be loads of zombies and zombie-inspired sort of songs. And
and I guess an album to come from it as well, maybe?
Hopefully an album to come with it. Maybe they'll cover soundtrack, a few.
Yeah,
so it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be interesting. And yeah, I'm up for it.
Dave Grohl says, be ready to laugh, scream, and headbang in your popcorn. Studio 666 will fuck you up.
It's pretty much everything I'm always ready to do.
I know, right? Don't make promises you can't keep, Dave. Don't make promises. Dave's going in depth about it, but Transformers Rise of the Beasts has been set back a year. I must admit, I can't remember the last live-action Transformers film I watched. I don't think I've seen any of the Mark Wahlberg ones. I think I've only seen the original trilogy.
Live action. Everyone knows my feelings. I'm very much an original fan, and all these re-ones don't really do a lot for me. But
agreed. And Jake Gyllenhaal is set to do a Roadhouse remake. Oh, reopening the Double Deuces. I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, this is rumoured for ages. I remember ages ago they was meant to do a Roadhouse remake with Ronda Rousey in.
Well, I could see that, yeah.
I remember she was listed when she was back at the top of her stardom. I remember that was always meant to be a rumour. But, yeah, obviously this is, I guess, where they're at now.
It doesn't say whether it could still be Ronda. Like, it doesn't, as you say, like, who would play Dalton or play some other tough guy. So, who knows? Just, he's been linked to it.
Yeah, true. I mean, I don't know if her, don't know where her star's at. I mean, is she?
She's just given birth, hasn't she?
Gave birth a little while ago, yeah.
I'm trying to imagine she's, still in maternity for a little bit.
Well, she's probably on maternity forever. She's a multi-billionaire.
She is.
She doesn't have to work ever again if she doesn't want it.
She probably won't. And apparently, MGM have bought a Jason Momoa and Dave Bautista action comedy. So during the week, there was a bidding war about this comedy, and MGM have got it. Hopefully, I can see that working. Jason Momoa and Dave Bautista, both two big guys, and
yeah, I mean, why not? And that...
and today, even though I didn't bring in the group, there's heated up rumors. Even though they've been talking about it for years, that Mel Gibson is set to direct Lethal Weapon 5, and hopefully Danny Glover is going to join him. They've been talking about Lethal Weapon 5 for, I'm going to say, a decade now.
Yeah.
What year was Lethal Weapon 4? Like, Jesus. I remember it was one of the first DVDs I got.
But also, they were talking about a Coming to America remake for about 7 decades and the Triplets movie for about 15 years. So,
Lethal Weapon 4 was 1998. It's just missed Project 99.
Oh.
Robbed.
When was it released on?
I was about to check the release date over here. Oh no, September 18th, 1998.
When did the VHS come out?
Oh, it was released in Sweden. 99.
Was it?
On DVD premiere, yeah. Didn't count, does it? Bastards. Bastards.
Do you know
what they called it in Australia? I don't know. This IMDb brings out the whole, like... Do you know what it's called?
Feel.
No, Lethal Weapon 4. Don't be stupid. sorry. Sorry. Let's dive into these trailers. There was loads, obviously, this week.
There's
loads.
More.
Again, there's probably loads of Disney Plus ones that I missed out, but otherwise we'd be here like all day. So I picked up some of the highlights and some of the lowlights, so to speak. But yes, as Paul said, there is some celebrities trying to find themselves. The first one is Limitless with Chris Hemsworth. A different way we can live better for longer, regenerating damage, maximizing strength, building resilience, shocking the body, supercharging memory, and confronting mortality. Cracking, that's a synopsis and a half.
Yeah.
This feels like, obviously, called Limitless, pushing someone's body to the limit, and just so happens to be Chris Hemsworth. And I think that's really good. I think, like, apart from the Jeff Goldblum TV show, National Grid graphic part of Disney Plus has been missing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I can see that.
And all of a sudden, some of these shows are really kind of, I can see myself sitting down watching this. This looks pretty pretty inspiring.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, obviously, I think it's going to be fun to sort of watch people sort of go on these journeys, all jokes aside. I mean, obviously, other ones will have sort of Bear Grylls sort of ones, and it feels almost like a challenge to that, I guess.
Yes.
So, but yeah, it's going to be fun. It's you know, these people put out of their comfort zones, and it will be like a self sort of discovery and stuff like that. So I think it'd be good.
Totally. That is due. Has it got a release date yet? Do you have a release date? She says 2022. So that's coming next year. Also, National Geographic. Different celebrity, different little challenge. This is Will Smith. Will Smith travels to the extreme end of the earth, from active volcanoes to deep ocean adventures. Again, really enjoyed the trailer. Could definitely see me watching this. I'm especially excited. I love underwater stuff. And at the end of the trailer, with him like sitting there, and like the only thing stopping him and the ocean kind of is 6 inches of plastic. This looks really good.
Yeah, I'm the same. I love underwater stuff, and I love I love the enthusiasm that comes with sort of a Will Smith project.
Yes.
There's something about him that, you know, you actually really do believe that he loves it. So it's kind of quite contagious. So I will be looking forward to that.
I ain't got long to wait either. December 8th. Coming to Disney Plus. As I say, these two were the heavyweight trailers from the National Geographic side of Disney Plus. So I'm glad that they're kind of getting some attention rather than like the Marvels and Star Wars. And because I must admit, I haven't watched a lot of National Geographic stuff on here because some of it's a bit dated.
Well, yeah, they came in. And it was almost like they have great underwater ones, but then so we had sort of Blue Planet and all them like sort of synths, and it sort of, like you said, it has dated it.
And the tagline, "You've never seen a world like this," which I love. I don't know if it's got anything to do with, obviously, I saw it on TikTok, I don't know if it's on Twitter or that, but obviously Will Smith lately climbed the tallest building in the world.
Yeah.
And he went up there, he even took the steps up there, and obviously him at the top and all that. So I don't know if that's part of this or that's completely coincidental to this being released. But yeah. That looks pretty good. And then we had a trailer for something called Sneakerella, a modern twist on Cinderella, set in the New York City sneaker culture. Because, we need more Cinderella spin-offs, right? I didn't like the look of it.
I kind of didn't really understand what I was watching.
Yeah.
If I'm sort of being honest, I sort of, this guy makes trainers, and sort of someone noticed him in a cube. It wasn't just anyone, it was like the daughter of the best, biggest trainer thing ever, but no one else seemed to notice that she was there, even though she was like, you know, apparently this massive mega person through sneakers, and they're in a queue about sneakers, And I don't know. It's yeah, all four people, they're excited, but yeah, it's not not saying it's on my list.
No, me neither. This is due February 18th, 2022. I don't think we're the target audience for it. Yeah, give it a miss. So we're getting a live action, sorry, we're just getting a cartoon TV show, Baymax, which is obviously the follow-on from Big Hero 6. The characters in the unique series of Big Hero 6 get their own series packed with adventures. I say it looks fun enough, but like, I haven't even watched the bloody Monsters Inc. kind of TV show. I don't know. I might watch it, but I can't see, unless there's an actual ongoing story, I can't see me spending time on it. That's not saying I don't love Big Hero 6 and don't love Baymax, but I just can't see me doing it.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I agree with that. I'm sort of similar. In that sense, it looked fun enough, but it's nothing that makes me sort of think, oh wow, here it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
read. Then we had, this is where Amazon Prime are like, we had another trailer for Being the Ricardos, and another trailer that convinced me I do not want to watch this film. Follows Lucy and Dizzy as they face a crisis. They could end their careers, and another that could end their marriage. I don't know. None of these trailers have done anything for me. I don't even know what it's about. I obviously know it's about some TV show, some proper show back in the... I don't know. It doesn't really... hasn't sold me on it.
No, it hasn't sold me. Like, literally, I could argue it's done the complete opposite of selling me.
Yeah,
I'm very uninterested with this,
and I feel like we've covered it like three out of the last 5 weeks because they keep showing little trailers, and every time it's just like, nah, not for me.
And I feel like I still find it very forgettable. I'm fully aware we've seen it every week, but then I'm very much just like, oh, have we? Kind of in a way.
Yeah, it's really weird because you go, obviously, when I'm collecting these trailers, obviously go on the YouTube pages and you go on like something like Netflix and they fucking release loads. I have to go on most of them first to check if they're foreign, like languaged or not.
Yeah, so before I do it. Up, yeah.
But Netflix released like, let's say for argument's sake, like 30 like videos in the last week. Whereas Amazon Prime did like five. Amazon Prime Video, like, I'm worried they're going to get... I suppose they're never going to get really lost, like, lose out. But Prime, at the moment, has to be, like, the fourth. Like, Disney Plus, Netflix, Apple TV, I've kind of leaked them a little bit. I know Prime have, like, The Boys, which is really good. And they do have shows that are really good. But I just...
This is very much just like a side project for Prime. They're not aggressively in this market. I mean, this is something you generally get free with their delivery service.
Yeah, that's totally true. Yeah.
Same as like their music is light years behind Spotify.
Yeah.
I think for similar reasons, they sort of, you can tell they're not really, you know, their full kind of thing.
Yeah, agreed. Stuart, December 10th, 2021. See what people say about it. We're the trailer for a film that, I, from the sound of it, I high hopes, called Silent Night. Neil, Simon and their son, Art, are ready to welcome friends and family for what promised to be a perfect Christmas gathering. Perfect, except for one thing. Everyone is going to die. I just don't think the trailer did a great job. I thought, Silent Night. I saw the poster. This could be really good. Saw the cast. Trailer was just a bit bland.
It was. I mean, the story is generally really, really quite dark, to be honest with you.
It is.
It's going to be insanely dark. But, I guess we've just got to see how it goes, isn't it?
We do. Yeah, it just didn't. seemed great. This is a, I think this is a Netflix one. Who's track royal days? It's due to come out December 3rd. Silent Night. This one's Netflix. We had The Hating Game. Resolving to achieve professional success without compromising her ethics, Lucy embarks on a ruthless game of one-upmanship against cold and efficient nemesis Joshua, a rivalry that is complicated by the growing attraction to him. I do like a look at the trailer. It's kind of thing that I probably on a Sunday afternoon would put on. I just feel like the whole trailer has shown me the whole story.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I mean,
like, leave just, something to the imagination, please. Leave something to the imagination.
But it's the problem, isn't there? They try to get you so like hooked on this, but like you said, they do give you like way too much, and it's kind of sad, really.
Yeah, quite sad. And then I suppose on the same breath, that's December 10, 2021. Let me just jump the order quickly. We've got a Christmas trailer for Single All the Way, again coming to Netflix. Desperate to avoid his family judgment about his perpetual single status, Peter convinces his best friend Nick to join him for the holidays and pretend that they're now in a relationship. And I thought I watched the trailer and I thought, oh my God, this is predictable. The person he's gone there with is going to fall in love. Then the trailer started to kind of unravel that. It's almost like the trailer was trying to be clever, being like, I know what you're thinking, and we're going to confirm that, yes, we're going to show in the trailer that, like, they're going to get together. And it's like, I haven't got to watch the film now, have I?
Yeah, but there's somehow it's still sort of quite beautiful, and I'm still sort of intrigued to watch it.
Yeah, it feels like a perfect, like, Sunday, again,
nice little... Yeah, it's kind of weird, because it's basically, like you said, I know hands down what is happening in this film. I cannot see at any point there's going to be a spoiler that will blow my mind. But somehow, I feel like I want to watch it.
Agreed. It's due December 2nd. Sometimes less is more. Need to show us less of these trailers. back to the order. We had another. This is apparently entitled The Final Trailer for Ghostbusters Afterlife. Still looks really great. I'm tempted to probably see it at the weekend because it's due out, I believe, Friday, maybe Thursday or Friday. But yeah, I'm excited. I really, really hope it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm buzzing for this. I mean, there's going to be a lot of, obviously, spoilers, photos and everything else because obviously you know at this point that the remaining original cast are going to be in it. It's not hidden. You've seen it through toys. And obviously voiceover, so you know that it's coming, but you haven't physically seen them in the film as of yet. But it is on its way. So once obviously this film hits, that's going to be everywhere. So it's almost better to jump out and sort of see it earlier and beat the rush.
And I'm glad we haven't seen their faces. I'm glad they've kept, apart from obviously archive footage of like the advert that was in one of the previous trailers. I just hope people aren't disappointed, depending on how much they're going to be in it. Because obviously, Sigourney Weaver's been kept really quiet as well. She's in it.
Yeah.
It's really bad for Winston. I don't even hear Winston's voice or anything like that.
Again, it's almost like reverse sort of Spider-Man, isn't it? When sort of Spider-Man, it feels like they've leaked everyone to try and gauge this one. It feels like you... aware there's nostalgia there, but you don't know how deep nostalgia they're going with this.
No, agreed.
So I think it's going to be better.
It's released November 19th, 2021. You had a really quick trailer for, I said teaser for She-Hulk. Jennifer Walters acquires Hulk-like qualities, and in it, obviously, you saw Mark Ruffalo as Bruce Banner, kind of talking her through. A bit disappointed how unbulky She-Hulk looked.
Yeah, I get that, but I was happy obviously they had Hulk in it. I thought it was a nice simple touch to connect it, all the dots together.
It is. No one really say really. It's a really short short teaser trailer. It's really good. Oh, Tim Roth as the Abomination's giving it as well. 10 episodes. Mark Ruffalo's Bruce Banner for 10 episodes. We'll see how that works out. It's just due 2022. Don't
so
have a date for
Hulk even in it.
She's even in it.
Just Hulk versus my mate then. So.
Then a trailer for Mixtape. When a young girl accidentally destroys the mixtape that belonged to her mother, she sets out to track down each of the obscure songs on the cassette. At first, I thought, oh my God, this is going to be amazing. And then the longer the trailer went on, the more it lost me. But obviously, because me and you kind of, we used to do, we were the mixtape generation. Like, but the longer the trailer went on, the more I'm like, okay, this isn't what I thought this was going to be.
Yeah, I don't know what I expected, but like I said, it's just a bit like, I don't know, it felt like a reverse Guardians of the Galaxy, didn't it? Obviously, where his mum left him the greatest sort of album kind of thing, and it feels like they're trying to rediscover almost that. I feel like it's been taken off that, but...
Yeah, the cassette tape's broke, so it's got to go back and like... Ugh. Yeah. Again, Netflix. Everything's come out December 3rd. December 3rd. And
after
then
Christmas.
Final trailer of the week, and this one I'm definitely excited for, was a trailer for Voir, a documentary series celebrating cinema. And if you want to watch any trailer this week that we mentioned, seek out this, because this trailer sold the shit out of this to me.
Yeah, no, it's it was spot on, really. I mean, it gives you sort of that behind the scenes kind of sort of vibes. You know, mentioned a bit about people sort of breaking character and stuff like that. And it's just generally gonna be a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's almost like the artistry of cinema.
Yeah.
And there's due December 6, 2021. I believe also on Netflix. Oh,
beautiful.
Oh, let's finish off with this week in cinema. In 1959, Ben-Hur, directed by William Wyler and starring Charlie Heston, premieres in New York City, went on to win Best Picture in 1960. In 1975, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, based on the book by Ken Kesey, starring Jack Nicholson, was released. That won Best Picture in 1976. In 1976, Rocky, directed by John H. Avildsen, written and starring Sylvester Stallone, premieres in New York. That won Best Picture in 1977. It's in the archives as well, people. In the archives.
Damn.
In 1989, Disney's The Little Mermaid was generally released. That didn't win Best Picture. That's where the run stops. Mentioned it in this episode already, but 1990, the original Rescuers Down Under was released. The very first Disney animated sequel. Did you know that?
Nothing, actually.
I mean, either. I'm sure it's wrong, but like, I'll trust the website I got it from. In 1992, Malcolm X, directed by Spike Lee, starring Project 99 actor Denzel Washington, was released in the US. Let's get it in there, didn't I?
Yeah, I like that.
In 1998, Enemy of the State, directed by Tony Scott and starring Will Smith, was released. It's a great film.
Yeah.
2002, Die Another Day, the 20th James Bond film, is released. Would that make our... where would that go on our list?
Oh, teaser, people. Die. We've listened. We're working on it. It's happening. Might be a two-parter. Might be over Christmas, but it's happening. Spoiler.
Spoiler. In 2008 and 2009, respectively, Twilight and Twilight Saga New Moon had their premieres in Los Angeles. And in 2010, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, the seventh film based on the books by J.K. Rowling, was released. Done.
Oh, so much crammed into just one gentle little show. However did we do it?
A lot of luck.
And if you do want more from us, we're not done this week. We're going to be back on Thursday for Project 1999. And for those who haven't listened before, first of all, why? And secondly, 1999 is arguably the greatest year in film. So we're watching a whole bunch of films from 99, and we're ranking them in a whole bunch of different categories: soundtrack, plot originality, longevity, cast, and a genre bonus, which we reveal at the beginning of every episode, and basically say, what is the greatest film from 1999, in our opinion, but we're also using a star chart, so it sort of makes it official.
It's official.
Oh, and this week we're doing Bone Collector.
Collecting bones.
Collecting those bones, baby. You got any bones around here? So, it's happening on Thursday. But if you can't wait till then, and you want daily recommendations, you can't even bother to think film, you sit on Netflix thinking, what do I want to watch? Well, guess what? Twitter, the Griff Man, helps you with that. Where can they find us on Twitter, Griff?
It's at Paul Ed Griff Show.
Daily recommendations, quizzes, loads of things. You don't have to think. You can just go to it, scroll down our page, and enjoy film. That's what it's all about. We do that. If you want, go over to Instagram. Where can they find that?
At Paul and Griff Show.
You could like, subscribe, share that. That's always going off. That's a great little fun. And it'd be rude not to follow, really. And you're not rude, so why would you not follow?
Oh, exactly. We'll see you Thursday. Make sure you're there.
Have a great week. See you Thursday.
Bye. Bye.